Today's shir is Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, on the bottom line. It says the Gemara, the Gemara quotes what we learned in the Mishnah, that if somebody was digging a bar and there was an animal walking on the bar, and from that noise he fell into the bar. So the Mishnah said, if he fell head first into the bar, the Baal HaBar is Chayiv, the person who owns the bar will be held responsible. If he fell in backwards, which of course is going to be the first part of our shiur today to explain the reason for such a distinction, then the owner of the bar will be Potter. And of course it's important to point out that although we're having here a discussion about being Chayiv or Potter, as we just said, depending on how the animal fell into the bar, the discussion in our Gemara reflects to the person who owns the bar. The person who was digging the hole, which might have caused the animal to get scared and fall into the bar, is certainly not going to be held responsible, because as we often quote in our shiurim, he is only a grummer. He's not considered a person that did direct damage, and grummer ben zaken is potter. So Gemara explains. We go back to a machlokes that we've had previously, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Amar al-Lefana, Lefana Mamish, that he went head first into the bar. Lachrav, back, Lachrav means Achrav Mamish, he fell on his back. Both of these situations that the Mishnah refers to, says Rav, Zevez of a bar, are with the animal falling actually into the bar. And why does the Mishnah make this differentiation? Says the Gemara, because Rav Otamei, Rav goes back to his opinion that we learned on the Afnun. Rav's opinion is that bar shechayvel of Torah, when we speak about a bar being a mazik, and therefore somebody who falls into the bar will be, the person who owns the bar will be held responsible, is lahavloi, is because of the suffocating air that exists in the bar. But what is not the issue with a bar, the loy lechavtoi, not because he banged himself into the bar. So therefore, the animal that fell face forward into the bar is affected by that suffocating air. And therefore, since it's affected by the suffocating air, the halacha is that the Baal HaBar is chayiv. Whereas when the animal falls in backwards, the ear is not the consideration, because he's fell in with his face facing up. Since he fell in with his face facing up, so the ear isn't what's causing the issue. What's causing the issue is the chavotoy. And Rav says that chabar, you're not chai for the chavotoy. V'shmul amar, if, says Shmuel, the animal actually fell into the bar itself, then the halacha will be beim lefana beim la'achrav. It makes no difference if face fell in face forward or not. The Baal HaBar will be chayiv. Why? Here too, Shmuel tamei. Shmuel is following his opinion that he said in the afnun. That certainly part of the mazik of bar is the chavotoy, and if it's the chavotoy, it doesn't make a difference if he fell in face forward or not. Ella. So what, asked the Gemara according to Shmuel, is meant when the Mishnah said la'achrov, mikola kriya, the potter. The animal fell from the noise of the sound. Kigoyim, and what happened was that the niskel b'bar, he tripped on the bar because of the noise that was being made in the digging of the bar. So if, and when it says lachayrav, it doesn't mean that they fell into the bar backwards. Rather, what it means is that he fell chutz labar. So what the Mishnah is saying is as follows. If, because of the noise, the person fell into the bar, so then the halacha is that the Baal HaBar will be chayiv. But if the animal did not fall actually in the bar, but he fell to the outside of the bar, then the halacha will be that he'll be chayif. And that, according to this understanding, it doesn't make a difference how the animal fell into the bar. If the animal fell into the bar, this is what the Lechem Mishnah explains this. If the animal fell into the actual bar, then forward, front or back, he'll be chayif. If he fell on the outside of the bar, then the halacha is that he'll be potter. And he says that's what the opinion of the Rambam is. And the Tosfos Rid explains that even though Shmuel is of the opinion, as we just learned, that when the bar that the Torah says Yichai for is Chavotai, but the Chavotai is only when it's in the bar itself. Why? So when Rav, in order to understand Shmuel, we really need to go back to Rav. Rav said that why, if an animal fell into the bar, are we not chayif for the chavotai? So Rav explained, because it's not the bar that caused the injury, it's the floor of the bar that caused the injury. So Shmuel didn't agree with that concept. But even Shmuel, who doesn't agree with Rav, has to say it's the earth of the bar that its chavotai will make you chayif. But if it wasn't the earth of the bar, it's the earth that's around the bar, so then the halacha will be that that's not considered bar, because bar is only when the animal actually falls into the bar. Tosfos says that the way to understand the Gemara is that when the animal fell into the bar, so then we could attribute the injury to the bar. And since we could attribute the injury to the bar, that's why the Baal Bar is chayiv, and the person who was just digging and making the noise really is not considered a participant in this injury. However, when the animal doesn't fall into the bar, we have to attribute the injury not just to the bar. We have to attribute the injury to the person who dug the bar. And as we said at the beginning of our shiur, the person who dug the bar is only a goyrim. And since if the animal fell outside of the bar, then the halacha is that since the person who dug is a participant, is it a participant here? So that's why Shmuel will have to agree that the Baal Bar will not be chayv. Ask the Gemara on Rav's explanation of our Mishnah. Eisvei, the Braisa teaches us, Babar, if the animal fell into the bar itself, Beimel Fona, Beimel Achrov, whether face forward or backwards, Chayiv. But isn't that a Tiyuf to the Rav? Rav said that if the animal falls into the bar backwards, even though he fell into the actual bar, the Bala Bar will not be Chayiv. Omer Rav Chizda, to which Rav Chizda says, Moide Bat Rav Abar B'Shusoi, that if the animal fell into the bar, which was in the property of the Baal Bar, then even though it's a case of Chavata, this case, in other words, Rav Chizda is introducing now, that even though Rav has been telling us that you're not chai for Chavata by a bar, when are you not chai for Chavata in a bar? When it's in the Rishus HaRabim. But when it's in the person's Rishus, then he's chai. Mishum de Amalei, because the owner of the animal says to the Baal Bar, Manavshach, whatever happened here, you are the responsible person. Iba Havlamais, if the animal died because of the suffocating ear in the bar, it was Havla the Dach. It was your Hevel that created this damage, injury. Biba Chavatamais, and if it died because it was in your ground, Chavata the Dach Chayiv. So the Rishonim, of course, point out that to be able to make this claim, the Baal HaBar, the person who has the bar on his property, must have given Rishus to the person that owns the animal to bring the shor into his property. Because otherwise, the Baal HaBar could say to this Baal HaShor, why is your animal in my property? There are other Rishonim that explain. We've had such explanation. They're referring that the bar is dug in his rishus, but he was mafka the bar. Rav Amar, Rav says, how can we explain Rav's opinion vis-a-vis this brisa. Hachem ma'iskinen. What is the case that the brisa says if the animal fell backwards into the bar that you'll be chayiv? How will Rabbi be able to understand it? The animal was rolling into the bar. The nafal ape, it fell face forward, and then it started rolling, and it ended up the nafal agabe, and it ended up on its back. But since at a certain point it was face forward in the bar, so that means the havel of the bar, the suffocating air, a hanibe, had an effect on the death of this animal, and therefore, so even though it fell backwards, it's still a case of havli. And in fact, the Rishonim point out that even if we'll see that the animal has, for example, a broken neck, a broken spine, so how could Rav say it was the hevel that killed the animal when we see that it has this serious injury? So the Rishonim explain that Rav will explain that what caused the animal to be in a weakened state that it sustained such a significant injury, because it was the hevel in the bar. Another shot that Rabbeinu Peretz says to answer this question is that the animal fell in, but why, and had this injury, but what caused it to have the injury and not get up? Because there was a hevel in the bar. And since there was a hevel in the bar, that is what caused that the animal should suffer. Rabbi Yosemer, Hacha, he explains this braisa beniske bar, b'shar skinen. We're talking about the injury, not the death of the bar. Mainihu, what the animal did to the bar. Mainihu, what does that mean? Shehivish es meimav. That it ruined the water that was in the bar. The Lashon Lefon of Lashon Achrif. So here the animal is the one that did the damage to the bar. Regarding that damage, it doesn't make a difference how the animal fell into the bar. Mechayiv, the owner of the bar, the owner of the animal, shall be held responsible. Tani Rav Chananya L'Seyur Rav. Benada Gemara quotes a braisa which actually supports Rav's understanding. Because the Braisa says, the Pasuk says, V'nafal Shama Shara Chamor, says the Braisa, V'nafal Ach Yipal Derech Tefila. It has to fall face forward. B'kan Amru, from here Chazal teaches us, Lafal Fon Mekola Kriya, if the animal fell in face forward, Chayiv. L'achra Mekola Kriya Potter, and says the Braisa, and it's all taking place, Vizebizeb bar, it's taking place in the actual bar. Amar Marasa says the Gemara, we learned Nafal Fonamikola Kriya Chayiv, the Braisa that we just studied. Vamai, Neima, Kaira Garamla. Why shouldn't the owner of the bar be able to say that it was the digging that caused this injury? And therefore, why should I be held responsible? Amar Simi Brashi, Hamani Rebnosni. Says the Gemara that this it represents the opinion of Nosson. Dama Balabar Hazek Kovid. Let's understand what happened over here. The Balabar certainly participated in causing this damage. The bar, with the depth of the bar, participated in the damage. And we're not sure if the person who dug the bar had any participation, says the Gemara. So Rav Nosson teaches us a rule, because when there are more than one participant that we think should be participating in paying for the damage, but one of them doesn't pay, we take the entire damages from the other one. So the Rashba explains the Gemara's question, that when the Gemara asked that the Balabar should say it was the digging that should make you, that caused them to die. So Rashba says the Gemara's question is that therefore, since we can't identify who was the perpetrator, they both should be potter. Others explain what the Gemara meant to say. The Gemara's question is that since they both participated, they both should participate in paying. But now, since the person who dug could say, I don't have any part to this. And the one that the animal fell, one who owns the bar where the animal fell, has a harder time saying that he didn't participate. So Rav Nosson says, in such a situation, we take the entire payment from the one who could pay, who has to pay. The Tanya says, the Gemara, where do we find Rav Nosson's opinion? The Braisa teaches us, Shor Shadok V'Schaver LeBor. An animal pushed an animal into the bar. Bala Shor Chayiv. The animal that pushed the other animal is Chayiv. Or Bala Bar Potter. And the owner of the bar is Potter. And this is the opinion of the Rabbonin. And there are many different ways of approaching the opinion of the Rabbonin. But the approach that we're going to work is that the Rabbonin's opinion, the Rabbonin obviously are not of the opinion, as we'll say, but the Rabbonin's opinion is we always look at the initiator of the accident. And since the initiator of what happened here is the first animal that pushed the second animal, so since he is the initiator, that's why he's chayiv. Ask the Gemara, because they both participated. And again, the simple way of understanding Rav Nosson, at least at this point, is Rav Nosson is not ready to put all of the blame on the one who initiated this accident. Ask the Gemara for Tanya, but there's another brayso that says Rav Nosson and Baal Bob Mishalom Shloisha Chalokim or Baal Sharavia. Not like we just learned that Rav Nosson says that they each pay 50%, but rather it says that the owner of the bar pays 75% and the owner of the animal plays 25%. Says the Gemara, like Kasha. Hab Tam, in the case of a Tam, that's where we have the 75%, 25% break division, Hab Amud, which means as follows. If it's a Amud, so Reb Nosson says, they both participated. Since they both participated, they each have to pay 50%. But by a Tam, we know, as we've often learned in Amasechta, a Tam only pays Chatzi Nezek. So even though that animal did, the animal did 50% of the damage, but he is not obligated to pay more than half of what he did, because he's a Tam. So that brings him down to paying 25%. The Baal HaBor, as we said, paid 50%. But now the opinion of Rav Nosson kicks in. What is the opinion of Rav Nosson? The opinion of Rav Nosson is that when you can't get like the shlumim ahai, if you can't get for one, you go to the other. So since the Baal HaShor is only going to be paying 25%, but we want the victim to get the 100%, so we end up putting another 25% on the Baal HaBor. That's how we get to the 75-25, and the owner of the animal is paid in full. Says the Gemara. Batam asked the Gemara, how do we understand, we just gave a preliminary explanation, the 75-25% breakup. Division. How do we understand? Microsoft, Ikasover, if his opinion is that how does the halacha look at this situation? Each one of these participants really did an entire act of hezek. Hai Mishalm Palga. So why shouldn't they both pay 50%? Because a Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. So that should require him to pay just 50%. Vikas of a high palga of the high palga of it, that the animal did 50% and the bar did 50%. So Baal Bar Mishalm Palga. So that the Baal Bar pays 50%, very well understood. Because his bar caused 50% of the damage. However, and furthermore, we understand that the Baal Shar Revia, because he pays half of the damage that he did, Chatzi Nezek, a Tam. It says the Gemara, but the halacha ought to be, why should the Baal HaBor have to pay it? It should be lost, mafsid, that the victim should lose that 25%. Answers Rava to explain Rav Nosson's opinion. And first, Rava makes a statement. Amar Rava, Rav Nosson Dayanahu. Rav Nosson was a dayan. And since Rav Nosson was a dayan, for nochus la'umka d'dina, he always really understood a question that came to him and was able to pask the shayla right. And if Rav Nosson gave us this formula, there must be a strong understanding for that formula. And says the Gemara, each one did a whole ma'isa hezek. The Gemara immediately asked, if that's how we look at this circumstance, so then the kashalach, so sham high palga, high palga, b'shum d'amalei ba'al shal ba'alabor, shutfasi my hanali. If I would have had to pay 50%, even if you weren't here, because a tam always pays 50%. So by, and certainly you participated in the hezek. So since if you participated in the hezek, therefore I should not have to pay what I would normally pay. And the way I saw the ktsois explains the Gemara, that even though the Gemara is saying hai kule ovid for hai kule hezek ovid, that each one did the whole damage, the Gemara is saying that the Baal HaShaar says we can't ignore that this is a situation where the bar participated in the injury that happened. And since the bar certainly participated in the injury that happened, it can't be ignored. Ibai Seima, another way, says the Gemara, of understanding Rav Nosson's opinion, Loilam Kosova, High Palga Zekov, High Palga Zekov. Each one did 50%. When we said that, the Kashalach, so we have a question, so then the Baal Barz pays 50%, understand? Or Baal Shom and Mishalom Revia, Vidach Revia, in the other quarter, Nafsid, which is always the case when a Tam does damage, that the victim doesn't get paid in whole. Answers the Gemara, Mishum the Amalei Baal Shom and Baal Bar, the owner of the animal that fell into the bar says to the owner of the bar, at the end of the day, where was my animal found? In your bar. And therefore, I have every right to assume at katlasei. If that's where I found the dead animal, it must be that that's what caused the animal to die. Now, you're able to get some money out of the Baal HaShaar. Fantastic. My dislay l'shtulim mahaych, whatever you could collect from the owner of the shor, mishtalumna, take. However, what you can't take from that animal, because he's going to make a claim that I certainly, as we've been learning, don't have to give more than 25%, then this is where Rav Nosson teaches us that when one can't pay, then the other has to pick up the other one has to pick up the entire obligation. Tosfos says that the owner of the bar is a party to damages only if, what's going to be the halacha if the case was that Reuven together with Shimon's axe pushed the animal into Levi's bar. So now we have three parties. How would we look at such a situation? And says Tosfos that the halacha would be that all three parties are considered equal partners. All three are considered partners. To this, Tosfos says that the owner of the bar is a party only if Reuven was b'shoyig, pushed the animal into the bar. But, says Tosfos, if Reuven deliberately threw someone into the bar, then he will always be considered the primary mazik. And Tosfos says that when a person does a hezek, he always becomes the primary mazik if he did it intentionally, and he'll have to pay 100%. The Tosfos says there's a difference when the damage was done with something that's not a living item versus something was done with a living item. He says, if the person had an animal participate in pushing the other animal into the bar, We can't ignore that animal, and therefore that animal's participation. And therefore the Tzai says that in a case where Reuven, together with an animal, with Shimon's animal, pushed another animal into Levi's bar, the halacha will be, says the Tzai, that Reuven will have to pay 50%, and Levi is not obligated to pay anything towards that 50%, and the other 50% will be divided between the owner of the shor and the owner of the bar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hinich Eben Al Pi HaBar, if somebody put a stone by the rim of the bar, by the border of the bar, or Barshav in Niska Bar, and therefore an animal came and tripped on that stone, enough of a bar, and he fell into the bar. Barna machloikus Rabnosan Rabbanan. And the question here is, who the Rabbanan say, we'll go back first to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that in every accident, we look at who initiated the accident. The person who put down the stone is the one that we could attribute the initiation of this accident. And the Rabbanan will say that person is held responsible. Reb Nosson, who had been saying, looks at all of the participants, so all of them will have to pay. Says the Mapshita, what is the Chiddush? Manatei Mahosun with Omar, Balabala Balashor. In the previous case, the Balabar could say to the Balashor, Ila Bir the Doch, Turi the Doch, have a cut the light. When the animal pushed the other animal into the bar, even if he went to push them to the bar, he could have killed him. Aval Hocha, in our case, Matza Amalei, Bala Evan Labala Bar, Ila Bar the Doch, if not for your pit, just from a stone alone, Avni the deed might have the. So the animal would have tripped, big deal. He have a miskabav enough of a koi. He would fall and get up. Kamash Malon, the Amalei, that the Bala Bar could say to the Bala Evan, Ilav Evan, if not for the stone, lo have enough of Labira, and you can't exempt yourself from. You can't exempt yourself here. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Yerideya, Siman Bei, Sif Aleph, where a Jew and a non-Jew participated in the shechting of an animal. And what will be the halacha, since Shechitas Akum, the Shechita of an Akum is Psula, if a Shechita took place with a Yisrael and an Akum both participating, says the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shechit is a Shechit of Psula. The Shach quotes opinions that say no, that since one of the Shachtim is a qualified Shechit, it still could be considered a kosher animal. The Simla Chadoshin says, because the way to analyze this question is, as we've been learning in our Gemara, when an animal pushed another animal into the bar. So the Gemara had two ways of looking at this episode. One way the Gemara described the episode is each one of them did kula hazeka. Each one did a full-fledged act of hezek. The other way the Gemara had of analyzing the situation is that each one of them only did half. Now we could understand the situation extremely well. If we'll say, like the Gemara said, that each one did a full act of hezek, so here too, when the Jew and the Akum both participated in the Shechita, each one did a full act of Shechita. If each one did a full act of Shechita, then the animal's kosher, because a Jew did a full act of Shechita, and we could just completely discount the Akum's part. If, however, we look at it, that each one did a half a shechita, that means 50% of the shechita was done by somebody who's not qualified halachically to do a shechita, and therefore then the halacha would be that the animal is not considered kosher. Says the Gemara, Itmar. And again, the Gemara continues to focus on this machlokes that we've been learning between Rav Nosson and the Rabbanan. Itmar. Shor, there's an animal, a regular animal, of a shor psula mikdashim. There was an animal that was designated to be a carbon, and then it became Balmum, it became disqualified, but it hasn't yet been redeemed. And therefore, since it hasn't yet been redeemed, it is the property of Hegdish. Since it is the property of Hegdish, as we've learned in our Masechta, Hegdish is not a participant in acts of Hezek. Shnakhu, and these two animals together injured, attacked another animal. Abai Omer, the Baya says, the owner of the animal of Chulin pays Chatzi Nezek, and Ravina Omer, he says, Shalom Ravi Nezek. So explains the Gemara of the Machlaikus. Hava Hava Tam, both Abai and Ravina are explaining that the Shor Shal Chulin is a Shor Tam. So if it would have done damage by itself, so the halacha is, of course, that a tam pays chatzin nezek. Elaha k'rabonon, Ravina holds like the rabbonon, and he says that whenever we deal with an act of damage, we have to look. We don't say a svara elekalim shtulim mehai. If I can't collect from one, I collect from the other one. So here we have two animals that are tam. Each one should have to pay. Only they both participated, and therefore the animal that did the dam that we could collect from, the animal that's chum, will pay 25% for Hakrab Nosson. Whereas the other opinion follows the opinion of Reb Nosson. And Reb Nosson says if you can't get 25% from the tam of the Psula Hegdish, you go to the other animal, and that's why he collects 50%. Ibai Seima. It says the Gemara, the way to understand the machloikus of Abai and Rabbanan, that Hava Hak Rabbanan. Both Abai and Ravina agree with the opinion of Rabbanan. Habatam, Ravina that spoke about paying a quarter is talking about a tam, and that's the opinion of the Rabbanan, that we don't expect somebody else to pay for somebody else's damage. For Bamuud, and Bamuud, they would have each had to pay a full 50%, and therefore the chulin animal will pay his. It will pay his whole 50%. Ikedamri, Abai Omar, there's a different version. Abai Omar Chatzi Nezek, Ravina Omar Kulin Nezek. How do we understand this version? Says the Gemara, Ahava Abba Muad, Hak Rabbanan, Abai holds like the Rabbanan, and therefore you can't make the partner who doesn't have to pay for a partner that doesn't have to pay. So since both of these animals participated in this accident, only the animal of Chulin will pay, and he'll pay 50%. Vakreb Nosson, that if you can't get from one, you go to the other. Vibais Ema, Ha Vakreb Nosson, they both follow opinion of Nosson, Ha Bemud, and therefore the animal that's Chulin has to pay the whole 100%, for Batam, and the animal that's a tam will have to pay what the other one would have to pay, but each one would have had to pay 25%. So now the animal which is chulin will pay a whole 50%. But from this Gemara, the Sefer Kovi Yeshua makes an incredible, interesting observation. He says we've been learning throughout our shir that Reb Nosson holds elekalish talumim mehai. If we can't collect from one of the participants, Mishtalum Mahai, we go to the other one. Says the Kaivi Yeshua that we see that Reb Nosson, that the Gemara is applying Reb Nosson's principle, not only in a case of Mammon, but even a Knas. Because as we've learned in our Masechta, the halacha is that the Tam that pays the Chatzi Nezek pays it as a Knas. And even though it's paying it as a knas, the Gemara is still saying that we apply the concept of elekel shtulum mahai mishtulum mahai. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashar v'Adam shadach v'lebar. Ashar and Adam that pushed something into a bar. Linyan azakim, if they pushed a person into the bar and the person got injured, kulan chayovim. They all have to participate in the damage. Linyan abedvarim. We know that if a person does damage, you have to pay nezek tzar ripushevus baishus. So, and the mevelodis, if there was a pregnant woman that was pushed in and she miscarried, adam chayiv, the person is responsible for these payments. V'shor bar potter, linya kaifer, as far as the loch that a shor mood that kills somebody has to pay kaifer, or shloishim shel eved, that if an animal kills an eved, you pay shloshim shalavad shloshim shkolim. In this case, shor chayiv, the animal will be held responsible. Vadim abar p'turim, because there's the halacha, these halachas of kaifer and shloshim shkolim were only said by a shor. Linyan kalim, shor psulim mekdashim. Linyan kalim, vilev shor psulim mekdashim. Adam v'shor chayavim, but par is potter because shor psulim mekdashim here refers to the animal after. The animal after it was already redeemed, then it's considered the property of the person who redeemed the animal. My Tama, says the Gemara, why is the bar potter on shor psulim mekdashim? I'm a krav mes yel. If it was bought, it was redeemed. Answer my mes yeloi, mes shaloi. Only in a case that the animal belongs to its owner, and after it dies, even if it's an avela, it can be sold. The halacha is that you cannot sell a shor psulim mekdashim on the market when it's an avela. And therefore, the halacha bar doesn't apply to it. Lememra, says the Gemara, the Pshitale L'Rava, that from here we're learning that a shor psulim mekdashim that fell into a bar, the Baal HaBar is potter. Ask the Gemara, is that something that is obvious to Rava? From a bar by L'Rava, ask the Gemara, Rava actually questioned. The Bai Rava, Shop Sule Hamagdash Shnafla Bar Mahu, Haiva Meis Shiloi, Vemish Shiloi Shiloi, that he could sell the animal, Yotzezesh Ena Meis Shiloi, and therefore the Locha Bar will not apply to this animal. Idilma, the Pasuk of Meis Shiloi is to teach us a Locha that we learned earlier in the Masechta, Lebal Matapim Velo Dosa. When you have this dead carcass, who's responsible for the dead carcass? And the owner, the Nizik, has to take care of it. So here, he's not sure how to understand the Pasuk. But from this Gemara, it seems that to him it was obvious that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that Vamesh Yeloi, that Shor Psulim Mekdashim, does not have the Halacha Bar. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, fine. So now we know that if a Shor Psulim Mekdashim fell into the bar, the Baal HaBar will not be held responsible. But ask the Gemara, because that's what we learn from the Pasuk, Vamesh Yeloi. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, El Baal Matapim Nevelim Minolei, where will he know that halacha from? Says the Gemara, Nafkale, from the Pasuk, Shalom Yishalom Ashor Takshor Vamesh Yeloi, the Shor. When the Torah used that Pasuk, not by Bar, but by Shor. Ask the Gemara, My Chazad the Vamesh Yeloi, the Shor. Why are we saying that when the Torah says Vamesh Yeloi, when a shor did damage? We're using that pasuk to teach us Lebal Metaplim Benavela, and the pasuk of Vamesh Yeloi, which is stated by the Mazik Abar, Mafkas Loi, we're using to teach us Lemi Shalei Shaloi, and therefore Behemoth Psula Mekdashim, even after it was redeemed, the Baal HaBar is not Chayiv. Maybe we should say, ask the Gemara, Epechano, maybe we should reverse and say that if an animal injured an animal to shor psulim mekdashim, the shor is potter, but if it fell into a bar, the Baal HaBar will be chayiv. Answers the Gemara Mestabra. To explain the psukim the way the Gemara has explained the psukim makes much more sense. Torga b'bar, when we're speaking about an exemption, it makes sense to say that that's speaking about the Pasuk by Bar. Because the Pasuk by Bar also teaches us, as we learned and we're going to learn, that you're not chayiv for kelim that fall into a bar. Adirabba. And then the Pasuk of Shor is coming to teach us the halacha psulei. That's why we're saying that that's what that Pasuk comes to also exempt behemoth psulei mekdashim. And the halacha baal metaplim benevela will learn by Shor. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, Ptur Shor Gabishor, Sun would say that the halacha that when you're exempt by a shor is in the mazik of shor, shekein potter by chatzi nezik. Just like by a shor, only a mood pays nezik sholim, but a tam pays chatzi nezik, will also say that you don't pay by shor psulim mekdashim. Answers the Gemara, kulei nezik mias lo yashkechan. Says the Gemara, the pasuk by bar teaches us that you could be entirely exempt from paying. Why? Because by Kalim, you're entirely exempt. And therefore, we're going to expand and say that not only the pasuk teaching us that you're exempt from paying for kalim, you're also exempt if it was a sharp sulam mikdashin that fell in. Yes, we'll say that by a shard there is an exemption, that the tam pays only chatzi nezik and not nezik shalim. But that exemption, says the Gemara, is not a total exemption. It's a partial exemption, that you don't pay 100%, you only pay 50%. So if we're saying that the pasuk of Pshat Psul Nekdashim is coming to teach us a total exemption, it's much better to say it by bar, where there is already a precedent for total exemption, rather than saying it by shor, where there is no precedent for a total exemption.